You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at
worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
The Winter Olympics underway in South Korea, and dozens of Russian athletes have been denied their final bid to be part of them. Hours before the opening ceremony, an appeals court ruled that 47 athletes and coaches will not compete because of a state-sponsored doping scandal during the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, Russia. Scientists say there's no reason to panic about a close pass by an asteroid later today. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
This asteroid will make a close flyby at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time today on Friday at a distance of about 39,000 miles. Paul Childress of the NASA-sponsored Near-Earth Asteroid Tracking Project tells us the size of this one is 50 to 130 feet and was only recently discovered.
This one was found just over the weekend, and so we have a much shorter opportunity. It was already, you know, approaching the Earth, getting close. So the small ones, we discover just maybe a week before they come close, maybe just a few days before.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The White House not talking much about this week's wild ride on Wall Street. For the second time this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped over 1,000 points yesterday. White House spokesman Raj Shah brushing it off at the daily briefing, saying the daily ups and downs of financial markets are of no major concern, and the fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong. Could Turkey be training ISIS fighters? Jennifer Breeden reports for USA Radio News.
In an exclusive interview with The Independent, an ISIS defector fighter stated that Turkey is retraining ex-ISIS fighters to join Turkish forces against the U.S.-allied Kurdish YPG forces and the Turkish-Syria border town of Afrin. He explained that at the beginning of the ISIS operation, Turkey tried to delude people by saying that it is fighting ISIS, but actually they are training ISIS members and sending them to Afrin. While this wouldn't be the first time Turkey has been reported to aid ISIS combatants by way of inter-country passage from Syria to Europe, these allegations have surfaced days after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson attempted to ease tensions with a NATO ally who stated that Turkey has a right to defend its national security and denied that the U.S. will stop Turkey from its military interests in the region. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And a college student says she's considering legal action against Spirit Airlines after she claims she was told she had to flush her emotional support hamster down a toilet. She says it happened last November. The airline says nobody ever told her any such thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Well, the time is 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 21 degrees, clear skies, no rain in the forecast today. Today is Friday, TGIF, February 9th, 2018. Partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy during the afternoon, a high of 37, winds south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast and a low of 31 tonight, winds light and variable. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a high near 50. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Winds light and variable. We'll have rain that night, could reach 1 inch, so we might have some localized flooding. On Sunday the 11th, cloudy with periods of rain, a high of 53, winds south of 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 100%, and another possible inch of rain. 2 inches of rain, usually not a good thing for us. Mostly cloudy skies on Monday, early will become partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 46. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours, will come overcast in the afternoon, slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 42. And on Wednesday the 14th, that would be Valentine's Day, intervals of clouds and sunshine, high 51. Temperatures in our area?
Worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
The Winter Olympics underway in South Korea, and dozens of Russian athletes have been denied their final bid to be part of them. Hours before the opening ceremony, an appeals court ruled that 47 athletes and coaches will not compete because of a state-sponsored doping scandal during the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, Russia. Scientists say there's no reason to panic about a close pass by an asteroid later today. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
This asteroid will make a close flyby at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time today on Friday at a distance of about 39,000 miles. Paul Childress of the NASA-sponsored Near-Earth Asteroid Tracking Project tells us the size of this one is 50 to 130 feet and was only recently discovered.
This one was found just over the weekend, and so we have a much shorter opportunity. It was already, you know, approaching the Earth, getting close. So the small ones we discover just maybe a week before they come close, maybe just a few days before.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The White House not talking much about this week's wild ride on Wall Street. For the second time this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped over 1,000 points yesterday. White House spokesman Raj Shah brushing it off at the daily briefing, saying the daily ups and downs of financial markets are of no major concern, and the fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong. Could Turkey be training ISIS fighters? Jennifer Breeden reports for USA Radio News.
In an exclusive interview with The Independent, an ISIS defector fighter stated that Turkey is retraining ex-ISIS fighters to join Turkish forces against the U.S.-allied Kurdish YPG forces and the Turkish-Syria border town of Afrin. He explained that at the beginning of this operation, Turkey tried to delude people by saying that it is fighting ISIS, but actually they are training ISIS members and sending them to Afrin. While this wouldn't be the first time Turkey has been reported to aid ISIS combatants by way of inter-country passage from Syria to Europe, these allegations have surfaced days after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson attempted to ease tensions with a NATO ally who stated that Turkey has a right to defend its national security and denied that the U.S. will stop Turkey from its military interests in the region. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
And a college student says she's considering legal action against Spirit Airlines after she claims she was told she had to flush her emotional support hamster down a toilet. She says it happened last November. The airline says nobody ever told her any such thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement. basement to the attic. You're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Well, the time is 8:06. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 21 degrees, clear skies, no rain in the forecast today. Today is Friday, TGIF, February 9th, 2018. Partly cloudy this morning, then becoming cloudy during the afternoon, a high of 37, wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast and a low of 31 tonight, winds light and variable. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a high near 50. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Winds light and variable. We'll have rain that night, could reach 1 inch, so we might have some localized flooding. On Sunday the 11th, cloudy with periods of rain, a high of 53, winds south of 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 100%, and another possible inch of rain. 2 inches of rain, usually not a good thing for us. Mostly cloudy skies on Monday, early will become partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 46. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours. Will come overcast in the afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 42. And on Wednesday the 14th, that would be Valentine's Day. Intervals of clouds and sunshine. High 51. Temperatures in our area? It is 21 in Raritan. 21 in Ringgoes. 23 in Kingwood. 19 over in Pattonburg, 20 up in Hampton, 19 in Tewksbury, and 19 over in Bridgewater. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon and Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Gia Farrell, it's her birthday today, February 9th, 2018. Welcome to WHCRDB's Good Morning Hunterdon Show on Friday, a sunny Friday, and sounds like we're going to have some milder weather, but wetter weather, so be on the lookout for all that. Well, let's see, there's still some black ice out there, not as much as yesterday. So, I was gingerly walking out my door this morning because there's a huge ice slick on my front steps. So, don't come to my front door if you don't mind. And, mailman, you don't have to deliver anything either. We have to get you traffic because there might be some slick spots out there as well. So let's go to the traffic desk to get that information from HARTTV.com, which you can do. You can register with them. They'll send you the alerts via email. And you can also use Quick Text to get those emails converted to Quick Text. Let's see what we got. Either we've lucked out or I'm not getting emails. One of those two. Let's see. It's looking all quiet out there right now. So, if that's the case, drive a little smarter, safer. Pay attention, please, as you're getting where you need to go. And go and get your information from HERTTV.com to learn all about the traffic local in our area. Highways, byways, in and out of Hunterdon County. Including local roads, you get to pick them. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We're getting back in the throes of the show. I do not have an availability of Michelle Heide today. She had a last-minute call from a client, so she's got to take care of it early in the morning. So we'll forego her and get her back on next week. But I got Mike at the movies coming on. Mike gives us three movie reviews. He's an independent film reviewer, and he'll tell you all about one in the theaters, one that's streaming, or a DVD. Eventually, I'm going to have to give up the DVD part because I don't think there's too many being released that way anymore. And finally, one that's his pick of the week. You're guaranteed one. You might get three. And sometimes Mike just tells you to wait or stay home and don't bother spending your hard-earned cinematic dollars on something that you might not enjoy. So stay tuned for that. Mike is on from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, Susan Lex, Hands Across Hunterdon. She comes over here from Hunterdon Helpline right around the corner. Susan Lex is the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, and she talks all about the Hunterdon Helpline mission, but also all the other nonprofits that Hunterdon Helpline interfaces with to solve your problem. I guarantee you that if Susan Lax and her team learns about your challenge in Hunterdon County, she will find you somebody that you can speak to get that challenge overcome. It might not be easy. It might not happen immediately, but I can tell you that those people over there work harder than anybody I know to make sure that you are taken care of. So listen to Susan Lax today from 10 to 11 to learn all about how Hunterdon Helpline does their magic. Patrick and Steve come on at 11 o'clock, the Home Sweet Home Boys, talking about everything to repair and maintain from the basement to the attic and everything in between. Patrick's a Taskman home improvement guy, and Steve Bailey is a inspector, building inspector, and a residential home inspector, and so the two of them have a tremendous amount of experience to help you understand what it is you need to do to make sure you're taking care of your house so that those little repairs don't become big problems. So listen to them from 11 to 12, and they'll be streaming live here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. From 11 to 12, or 12 to 1, we got Fat Guys at the Movies, a show talking about not only movies in the theaters today, but also movies that are happening in the past, and there's always some type of theme going on, usually with birthdays or celebrations, or unfortunately sometimes the passing of certain famous people and actors. Bob Burns comes in the studio from 1 to 3. His first show is Awaken to Your Purpose, where he believes everybody's been put on this earth for a reason, and it's just a matter of you figuring out what it is. Some people have figured it out early, some people figure it out late, and some people have to go through that process. And Bob helps you figure all that out. And then while you're on that journey from 2 to 3, he'd like you to pay attention to all little things that are going by you. We tend to take them all for granted. Live consciously. Living consciously is on from 2 to 3, again with Bob Burns. 3 to 4 is Now It's the News, a tongue-in-cheek look at the current events going on in the United States and in the world, including, I'm sure, the government shutdown. And then we finish up the day with It's the Law with Pat Smits, talking about legal issues and cases that have been decided that might affect you in home and business, and the sports guys. And somebody in that midst is puffing their chest out because they have just achieved the dream. And that would, that's Bill Wolfson is the Eagles fan. And they'll talk all about, I'm sure, the post-Super Bowl discussion. That's the entire HuntingtonShimmer.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonShimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonShimmer.com. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Barbara Lewis helped me with BrandonLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. It seems so good to see you back again. We're kicking off International now. International Boost Self-Esteem Month. International Expect Success Month. International Hoof Care Month. International Month at Black Women in the Arts. Month of Black Women in the Arts. International Prenatal Infective Prevention Month. Jobs and Golf Month. Wow. I guess you got to start now. That makes sense. To get to April, May, or March, April, May. Library Lovers Month. We had the library show on yesterday. Jim Thatch was doing that from... I hear he's going to be on Facebook Live next week. Love the Bus Month. Marfan Syndrome Awareness Month. Marijuana Awareness Month. I don't think anybody's having trouble understanding and knowing about and being aware of marijuana. National African American History Month. National African American Read-In. National Bird Feeding Month. National Black History Month. National Care About Your Indoor Air Month. National Cherry Month. National Condom Month. National Children's Dental Health Month. National Haiku Writing Month. National Hot Breakfast Month. National Laugh Friendly Month. We'll get to more nationals tomorrow. Actually, Monday. It is Dump Your Significant Jerk Week, finishing up today. Burn Awareness Week started on the 4th. Children's Authors and Illustrators Week. Children's Mental Health Week. National School Counseling Week. International Networking Week. Solo Diners Eat Out Weekend. Congenital Heart Defect Awareness Week. Have a Heart for a Chain Dog Week. Please bring your animals in. You don't need to be out in the cold. Risk Awareness Week. International Week of Black Women in the Arts. National Marriage Week. Love Makes the World Go Round, but Laughter Keeps It From Getting Dizzy Week. And we just started the 23rd Winter Olympics today. Westminster Dog Show starts tomorrow, and on Sunday, Celebration of Love Week, along with Children of Alcoholics Week, International Friendship Week, Jello Week, National Secondhand Wardrobe Week, Random Acts of Kindness Week, International Flirting Week is all coming up as of Sunday. For today, it's National Bagel Day. Go out to your local bagel shop. I hear there's a couple of really good ones here. Main Street Bagel and the Bagel Club over in the Raritan area. National Pizza Day, one of my favorite foods. So go and check that out. Boy, I'll tell you, I've been around some parts of the country. I don't think anybody out there knows what a pizza is. They tell me they know what a pizza is. They show me what a pizza is, but it ain't pizza. I can tell you that. Please. When you live in this area, enjoy and do not take for granted pizza. Read in the Bathtub Day, along with Toothache Day and No One Eats Alone Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, published on the 8th by Paige Gross and Joe Brandt. Again, I'm a Giants fan, and I've been to a number of the Giants Super Bowl celebrations. But you got to hand it to the Eagles fans and Anheuser-Busch because they made a promise and they kept to it. Free beer at the Eagles parade. Here's how that's going. You know, I was at those parades in the New Giants. They didn't give out free beer. Bud Light promised free beer at Eagles parade, and they're holding up to their end of the bargain, even if it's not an open bar for 2 million people. More than two dozen bars along Eagles Victory Parade route in Philadelphia, stretching from South Philly to the steps at the Art Museum, a five-mile journey, were offering one free Bud Light to parade goers who are 21 or older. Drinkers who show their ID at participating bars are given a token that they can exchange inside the bars for one free beer. But that doesn't mean one free beer per stop, like some may have hoped. But Bud Light bar representatives are making sure everyone gets their hand stamped since they get their freebie. Beers were brought in for the bars and beer stores earlier this week, and at some point they're bound to run out, although it's unclear how many they'll be given away. When they do run out, or the fans who couldn't make it to the parade, Bud Light will be offering a $7 rebate on six-packs or larger amounts of Bud Light that cost more than $7, but the offer is only good on Thursday and Friday, and there's a way to get that. Beer drinkers lined up at bars like the Urban Saloon waiting to get their free drink. Outside the store, Franklin Beer, people waited in line to get inside to purchase beer to take back out to the street. For those who can't make the parade, Bud Light was also offering a $7 rebate on that purchase of Bud Light, six-pack or larger, in excess of seven. Purchases must be made today and yesterday. So you got one day left. And let me give you that URL so you can find out how to get that rebate. Let's see. I think it was somewhere over here. There it is. So if you happen to be able to... you can go to Bud Light Philly, PhillyRewardPromo.com/home/splash. So there you go. There's an opportunity to get free Bud Light for the Super Bowl champion Eagles. Go and enjoy. All right, there you go. What else can you say? Free Bud Light when you went to the Super Bowl, or free Bud Light if you go and get it today. Vitamin C. I think there's a little bit in there, maybe potassium, for today. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays for February 9th, 2018. Who has a birthday today?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday. Oh,
the old disc jockey almanac has our celebrity birthdays for today. February 9th, 2018, actress in Dolly Parton's Christmas of Many Colors, Kelly Berglund, is 22. In Orphan, Jimmy Bennett is 22. Ghost Wars, Avon Jogla is 26. From Dunkirk, Charlie Palmer Rothwell is 26. Bernie Mac Show, Camille Winbush is 28. The Last Witch Hunter, Rose Leslie is 31. Michael B. Jordan is 31 from Creed. Days of Our Lives, Rachel Melvin is 33. Seventh Heaven's David Gallagher is 33. The X-Files, Erica Trevens is 34. Stranger Things, Stephanie Butler is 34. From The Ultimate Legacy, Logan Bartholomew is 34. Jurassic World, Maddie Cartapolpi is 35. From The Avengers, Tom Hiddleston is 37. The Deuce, Margarita LaViva is 38. Middle of the Night, Shelley Martinez is 38. Killer Movie, Gloria Vostis, is 39. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Ziyi Zhang is 39. CSI New York, A.J. Buckley, turned 40 today. 42nd birthday of Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There you have it. Guiding Lights, Corey Parker Robinson, is 43. 44th birthday of Amber Valletta from Hitch. 45th birthday of Colin Egglesfield from Rizzolian Isles. 45th birthday of Sean Parks from The Mummy Returns. Grey's Anatomy's Jason George is 46. The Young and the Restless Sharon Case is 47. Isabel Gillis turned 48 today from Law and Order. Saw 2, Bride of Chucky, James Galanders is 48. Private Parts, Psycho Cop Returns, Melanie Good, a.k.a. Alexandra Lakewood, is 49. Tommy Boy, Julie Warren is 53, The Outsiders, Darren Dalton is 53, country music singer Travis Tritt is 55 today. Too Close for Comfort, Jim J. Bullock is 63, From the Nanny, Charles Shaughnessy is 63. Munich, Claren Hines is 65, or Hines, actress in Crazy Like a Fox, Penny Pacer is 67. Coolin' the Gang, saxophonist Dennis Thomas is 67. Who's the Boss? Judith Light is 69. Sid and Nancy, David Heyman is 70. Singer and songwriter of Joe Eli is 71. Musta Nada Gada Lada. Actress in Rosemary's Baby, Mia Farrow is 73. The Color Purple, Alice Walker is 74. Barbara Lewis is 75 today. We played her song just a little while ago. Good Fellas. Joe Pesci is 75 today. Mariana Hill is 76 from The Godfather Part II. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Carole King is 76. Politician, former actress, the Many Lives of Dobie Gillis, Sheila James Kuehl is 77. The Draughtman's Contract, Janet Sussman, is 79. Who put the bump singer? That would be Barry Mann, is 79. And Clive Swift is 82 from Frenzy. And we finish up the day with broadcast journalist Roger Mudd is 90 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we'll get you on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back. Investment update coming up in a few minutes, right after the news.
Who put the bump in the bump, bump, bump? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, dip, dip?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Technically still in effect, a partial federal government shutdown can be expected to end later this morning when President Trump signs a bill that was passed overnight by the Senate and then the U.S. House, where GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan was urging its passage.
This agreement accomplishes getting the resources that we need to rebuild our military, but also this includes long-delayed disaster funding to aid recovery from the hurricanes and the wildfires.
Some of that spending in the two-year bipartisan deal is what prompted Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul to delay a vote in the Senate as he spoke against the impact on the federal deficit.
Everybody's getting more spending, and you're getting stuck with a bill.
Opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea are underway, but tomorrow will be the first full day of competition and the first day medals are awarded. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
GEICO presents Weekly Lifestyle Tips. Holidays are behind us, kids are back in school, and the new year is in full swing. You're ready for winter and spring. Make sure your home is too. Double-check heating systems for proper working order. Seal up with weather strips around doors and windows, and clean out the fireplace. Seasonal change protection is also a great time to check homeowners insurance. Get a fast, free quote through the GEICO Insurance Agency and see how affordable quality home coverage can be. Weekly lifestyle tips from GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, as I said, Michelle Heidi has an early client meeting today, so we'll catch up with her next week. But I was laughing with her yesterday. You know, you do this enough and you start to hear yourself repeating. So it wasn't long ago that Michelle and I were on the air, and we talked about the government shutdown. And it was during that, and the debt ceiling. And that was, a few years ago. And right at those particular times, the market went crazy, just like it's doing right now. So I was laughing with her that I literally could probably pick up those recordings and edit them a little bit, and I bet you exactly what we would say then would apply right now in terms of the volatility and it's going to don't take your eye off the ball and have some extra powder for the future when this all gets resolved, and it looks like we're getting close to resolution. So what a surprise. So we'll, you know, we spice it up with contemporary information, but it's after a while you start to see the cycles over and over again. So what did the markets do yesterday? Well, the Dow fell another 1,032 points, about 4%, less than a quarter, 4.15% to be exact. The NASDAQ fell out of the sky 274 points for 3.9% down, and the S&P now is at 2581. What happened? Big movers? Well, let's go to world markets first. Japan had a sell-off as well, down 2.32%. The Hang Seng down 3.1%. London only fell almost 1%. The DAX fell 1.5%. So Europe seems to be tidying up a little bit. They're not going to go as crazy as we did. What were the gainers? Yes, there actually were gainers yesterday. Coty, COTY, went up 14% yesterday. Viacom was up 7.2%. Pfizer up 3%. Kellogg Corporation 2.7%. And Philip Morris International 1.5%. Now, as soon as I see Kellogg and Philip Morris, those sound like defensive stock plays. So that's typical of this type of volatility. Those defensive stock plays with high dividends are usually the ones that get chosen. Losers, Hanes Brands down 10.8%. Nielsen Holdings down 8.7%. Goodyear Tire and Rubber down 8.1%. Newfield Exploration 7.5%. And Alexion Pharmaceuticals down 7.41%. Over the last 3 months, health services was in the lead with 6.23%. Transportation flat. Communications 1.42% down. Consumer non-durables 2.33%. And energy minerals down merely a 3.52% over the last 3 months. So energy has slowly ebbed. Commodities, oil is at $60.30, down 1.39%. Gas is at $2.65. It was down 1.78%. Gold is at $1,317. It didn't go up. So that also is a sign that the safe haven purchases are not happening anymore. Silver is at $16.28. It was down less than 0.5%. And corn is at $364.50, down 0.33%. What news affected the markets? Let's see what we got. It's been a week of absolute shock and awe on global markets. What's next? Stock markets futures had dipped into negative territory by 7:30 a.m. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ have lost between 8% and 9% over the past five trading days, erasing all the gains made in 2018. Thursday was particularly painful, and the Dow lost over 1,000 points. Investors' concerns about inflation have contributed to that volatility, and that's the weird part, because the inflation is actually important for the market to continue to go up. So people are selling for the wrong reason. Now, you could argue that inflation is getting too high, but there's no real evidence of that. So people are just following each other into the fire at this point. The market turmoil follows a prolonged period of booming stock prices with virtually no sharp declines. Market analysts had warned that a pullback was overdue.
The turmoil in the United States had been contagious. European markets were suffering losses, with London's FTSE down by 0.8%. Frankfurt's DAX off by 1.7. Things were a lot uglier in Asia, where stocks tumbled roughly 2% in Tokyo, 3% in Hong Kong, 4% in Shanghai. U.S. government shut down for the second time in 2018, but it ended quickly. Congress approved a major budget deal early Friday morning to end the government shutdown and sent the measure to President Trump for the signature. The colossal bill, which lawmakers had been negotiating for months, is a game-changing piece of legislation. It clears the decks for Congress in dealing with major spending issues, as well as doling out disaster relief money and hiking the debt ceiling. Two of the biggest movers in the U.S. could be NVIDIA and Expedia. Shares in NVIDIA are set to surge by 9% after the company reported better-than-expected earnings in Thursday afternoon. Shares in Expedia were poised to fall 19% after the company's earnings missed expectations. It's a light day for earnings. PG&E and Moody's are the two key items that are being reporting results before the opening bell. Walmart could be looking to invest in India's biggest online retailer, Flipkart. Bloomberg and other news outlets have reported the U.S. retailer is considering investing billions for minority stake in that company. Flipkart said it would not comment on rumors or speculation. Walmart did not immediately respond to any request for comment. And the Winter Olympics starts today. It actually started today, but we'll see the opening ceremonies this evening. What's happening pre-market? Well, the S&P right now is up 1.25%. The Nasdaq's up 34. The Dow is down slightly 25 points. Moving pre-market, NVIDIA is up 9.7%. Hewlett Newell Brands is up 5.7%. Hormel Foods is up 3.69%. Kroger is up 2.9%. And Cummins is up 2.27%. Expedia is down 16%. United Parcel Service down 4.6%. FedEx down 4.4%. Boston Scientific down 4.3%. And E-Trade is down 3.9%. They have it. Oh, and we'll get to the treasuries. 10-year treasury, the yield has not moved. 30-year treasury, the yield has gone up to 0.01%, which means that people are selling, and therefore it's pushing the yield up a little bit. There you have it. That is the investment update. We'll get Michelle Heide back next week. Stay tuned for Mike at the Movies right after our few sponsors, and we'll talk with him about some movies. Hang on.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974.
Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Saturday night at the moon. All right, we're getting all our standard segments in. My good friend Mike is on the phone. He does movie reviews for us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. How are you?
All right, man. I'm doing well. So, you know, I was thinking about you the other day. We lost John Mahoney.
I'm sorry?
We lost John Mahoney, right?
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't read that. Yeah, John passed away a couple days ago, and I know that you had referred to him in a couple other things, so I thought I'd give you an opportunity to talk about what you've seen him in.
John Mahoney of Frasier, etc.?
Yes, that's the gentleman.
Was actually born in Britain, lost his accent over time.
Wow. I would have never known that because he was always...
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously well-known from Frasier, Moonstruck, where he plays the professor who is unlucky in love.
Right.
And, he was in a movie years ago called... Say Anything with John Cusack that I liked a lot, but he had a varied career, and with the success and the longevity of Frasier, he said that was most welcome, and it freed him up to do other things eventually, to do some stage work, I believe is what he wanted to.
Yeah.
And what he did after that show ended. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's one of the vicissitudes of that business. You can be around for quite a long time and have a certain career, and then you have success of that sort, and it takes you to another place in a way.
Yeah.
Something like it makes me think of Peter Boyle and Everybody Loves Raymond. I mean, that's
yep.
Rather remarkable. And but yeah, John Mahoney, a solid actor for many years.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, dude. We do reviews. You do us. We do. I listen. You give the reviews. So what did you see in the theater this week?
Let's begin with I, Tonya.
Okay.
This is rated R, directed by Craig Gillespie. It stars Margot Robbie, Allison Janney, and Julianne Nicholson, and it is the story of Tonya Harding and the incident, as it's called in the film, referring to the Nancy Kerrigan incident. And Sonya Harding's unlikely rise to stardom and her humble beginning and her rather humble life and and her absolutely horrid mother and
Welcome to another blessed week of Awaken to Your Purpose. Let me start out by, well, of course, my lovely young co-host is here, and this is her last week, which I find very sad, but I hope you're going to miss her as much as I will.
And it's her first time on the air.
Yeah, it'll be the first time since, let me see, what speaker? Oh, you're three.
I'm three, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave your speaker on, but I'm going to do the weather forecast.
Okay,
let me see. I think I'm going to do the weather forecast. Is it weather time? Yes, it is, the weather forecast. Okay, what we're looking at today is, as you've probably gathered already, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. This afternoon, a chance of flurries. Unlikely, but a chance.